Excellent. Good to see you. Welcome to Encounter. I think most people have been to an Encounter before, but tonight is actually a little bit different. We've got an exotic guest speaker for you from over the road. Paul is going to be speaking to us today. You get a break from me and Sophie. Lucky you. Wonderful. Good to be here tonight. So we're going to just make some room and be very deliberate about leaving room for God and making an effort to connect with what he's doing with us now and in our lives. Let's start by praying. Yeah, God, we thank you for bringing us to this place tonight. Everything that has led to us being here, whatever our days, whatever our weekends have looked like so far, we thank you for that. And we come expectant and hoping that in this place, by being very deliberate about our approach towards you, that we will encounter something of who you are here this evening. And we know that when those encounters happen, that, you know, we don't stay the same. And so we leave this place in any small way changed from how we came in. Yeah, God, we just pray for a feeling of your presence in us and in the room, in this group of people this evening. Amen. Great. Let's start some worship. Just to spring that on you. It's almost as if you didn't realise that was happening.
The invitation goes out to use your own words of praise as the band continues to play, as we continue with the song, to call out, actually, what is your praise of God? Because we can sometimes arrive in worship and not even know that we feel the sense of that love that we've just sung about. And yet to know that God is good, that God is creator, that God is redeemer. Notice your own words of praise and call them out in the quiet of your heart or out loud as we continue in the song. And let's just continue to take time to rest in that presence of God. Thank you, Lord, for the way you stir us through music, for the movement of your spirit amongst us. Lord, we invite you this evening to continue to move by your spirit, that you would have your way among us, that you would transform us and change us. Lead us ever more into fullness of life. We praise you, Lord, the God of power, the God that is the source of all life, the God, the source of all love, the God who is love. Love, we thank and praise you. Amen. So we're going to try and make it quite a prayerful evening this evening. with a few distractions. I requested to Joan that I might change the format a little bit, and Joan was very kind and sort of allowed me to tweak things a little. I thought it might go for sort of a spiritual spring clean. It's kind of that time of year, isn't it? We're just heading into the beginning of Lent. It's that time of year where people start to think about sort of like, oh yeah, you know. But I had a PE teacher, and he, I don't know if he was slightly rheumatic, I don't know, but it got to the spring, it was always like, oh, I can feel something's in the air. There was that movement where it was like, all the games got taken out and was out into the yard again, and we actually started doing sport rather than just sitting around inside. And there's that kind of change, and it drew my mind to that that comment that you get in the Narnia and things, that Aslan's on the move, that you kind of, there's that time of year you're like, ooh, yeah, I wonder if we're moving into something new. And I wonder if a spring clean sort of sets us up for a little bit of that. And so I've got some free little exercises that we'll do. When they're not very formalised, I think when I first had it in my mind, I thought, oh, I'll be able to find some nice words for that, and I haven't. And so you've got my words, and they'll be less nice, but hopefully it'll lead us in a similar direction. But I guess with a good spring clean, then it starts with getting rid of rubbish, which always brings me to this idea of confession. And so I thought that as we start together, that as we're clearing out the rubbish, that it will start with confession. And there's that metaphor, isn't there, where in years gone by, where there's this pile of rubbish separating us and God. And I'm not sure that works for me, because there's nothing that separates me from the love of God. And that rubbish actually isn't there, and yet there's something really powerful about confession and moving into the light of the fact that that rubbish isn't really there. And I wonder if this could be a space for us to do that now. And so a little bit of a format that we'll have as we go through this is that I'll kind of introduce an idea, a bit of a thought, and then we'll have some music played over the speakers, and then the worship group will come and lead us in a song, and then by the time we get to the end of that song, that will be the end of that exercise, and then we'll move into the next one. And that's kind of the format that we'll try and take, that creates some space without too much talking, but also means that there's an opportunity for people that are sat there going, I'm not sure what to do, I've had 3 minutes of not speaking, I can sing. And that's kind of the chance for them people to escape the silence and to move into singing if you wish. Or you can continue in your prayers and just allow those around you to do the singing on your behalf. That's kind of the format we've got. Okay, so confession, then this idea of how about we just take some time and acknowledge the stuff that feels like rubbish in life. And rubbish that's there because of our own doing. Those times where we've been just out and out selfish, where we've thought about me and about nobody else, not considered the way of God. Because I think the reality is that each of us wrestles with that day in, day out, and we give into some of it, and we're successful in other cases. But I wonder if as we start this evening, let's take a bit of time now. So I invite you, find somewhere, somehow, to be comfortable in your own space, and bring to mind, not in a fearful way. We're not raising sort of stuff that I know is bad about me and the way that I've lived in a way that's fearful, but in a way that I can bring it into the light of God and know that God doesn't hold it against me, that we are forgiven. So let's take time for that now. So I reckon in a spring clean, after having got rid of loads of rubbish, stuff that's obvious, and the next step is sometimes just a general declutter. So stuff that you look at it and you think, well, actually I could use that, but it sits around your house and gets in the way. Where your house has just got too many things in it. Life's just a bit too full. And this is stretching the metaphor a little bit, but I can make it work. So just go with it. I reckon that the same is probably true in our spiritual lives, that the stuff that distracts us, the stuff that leads us away, and I wonder if that is more accurately called sin. The stuff that in itself isn't bad, we think of sins as being, I don't know, going around stabbing people. That sounds like a sin. But we don't often think of spending more time doing this thing than actually doing something where God's been calling me to go and spend that time instead. So it's the distraction, stuff that in and of itself is not a problem, and yet it means that I'm not walking in the way of God. God's inviting me to walk in a path towards fullness of life, and I'm not doing that because I've been distracted by something. And I think we each have them. And they feel like good things. It could even be my work. It could even be my work in a church setting. And I'm dead busy doing church things, and yet I'm not walking in God's path for me towards fullness of life. And it's become a distraction. And I wonder if a declutter allows us to identify some of those distractions and then to put them back in the rightful place. And so it could be things like work. It could be things like illness. Ill health. We don't like the idea of calling ill health something to do with sin, and yet actually when I'm so overwhelmed by my ill health that it means I'm really struggling to walk in the way of God, then does that mean that I'm caught in sin? I think with some of the original translation of sin, it does. We've been invited to walk in a path of fullness of life, which might involve illness, but when the illness becomes my obsession, or what about my work, or what about relationships, or what about money, and all that kind of stuff, in and of itself, it's not a bad thing, but it's distracted me. What is that for you? And the invitation during this bit is to identify one thing in particular that feels like the dominant distraction and to sum it up in one word. And you'll need that word for the next exercise. Okay. So again, we've got some space with some music. We'll sing a song together and then we'll go into the final round. But notice, where is it that a lot of your priorities of time and energy and effort have been going recently that doesn't feel as though it's the path that God has called you on to walk into fullness of life, that it's been a distraction? Let's take some time to invite the Spirit to illuminate those kind of things for us. A bit of declutter. Right, final one. I hope you're feeling up for this. So the final one is creating perhaps new storage solutions. Imagine then that your house has been cluttered with... the example I came up with was newspapers, but whose house is cluttered with newspapers anymore? No one buys them, they're all online. But imagine if it was, you'd get yourself a paper rack. So then rather than your papers constantly being strewn over the house, they'd go in a paper rack. It'd be like a new habit, if you like, a new way of managing things. Imagine if shoes are always lying all over your house. You get a shoe rack or a nice box that you could put shoes in and close the lid and they'd be all out of the way. Imagine that you had your distraction, the one that you came up with, that one word, Netflix, maybe. Whatever that one word is for you. My hope is for this next little bit, which is slightly longer, and it's a little bit more intimidating for us, because I'm going to ask you to get into freeze and to have one person in the hot seat and then for two people to pray for them. And the invitation is simply to say, if you're in the hot seat, simply to say your one word. And so let's take the example then that for me, maybe it is just watching too much TV. Actually, I could spend some time doing something that restores my soul and instead of put the TV on in the hope that that's going to be the quick fix that I'm after. But I know it's not leading me into fullness of life. And so let's call that out as being my distraction. And so to then to the two people that I'm sat with, I'm just going to say TV. And then what I'm inviting you to do is to take a risk on listening and praying for that person. There's no magic to this or secret arts to it. I think for me the easiest way that I had it described to me was that you look at that person in love. So I've said to you TV, and then you look at me in love as though you were looking through the lens of God, and we have a few minutes of just sitting quietly, allowing actually what would love say to this person. What would love say to this person? And my invitation is to start to believe that if love would say that to that person, then the word of God to that person at this moment is... And then I'm inviting you to be brave enough to tell that person what came to mind. And of course then the responsibility lies with the person hearing as well. So don't feel as though you're putting somebody under pressure saying, oh, God said this to you. Actually, it's an invitation. I believe that God is saying this at this moment for you. And then you have the opportunity to weigh it up and sort of say, do I receive this? Does this feel like life to me? Does this feel like a way that I can store my newspapers and my shoes? Does this feel like something that God's invited me to then go, I've seen you watching TV and it's okay because I'm sat there with you. I've seen you in this moment and I'm saying, follow me into this instead. I don't know what it's going to be, but I'm inviting us to take the risk because I love the idea of encounter being a place where we allow the Spirit to minister to us. We don't often create the space because it feels uncomfortable, and I'm glad to be the one making you uncomfortable today. And so don't worry if you don't think you know what the words of God are for the people that you're sat with. Instead, think, what would love say to this person here and now today? Okay? And it's going to be kind of like a 15-minute space. If you've come with somebody that you don't want to sort of particularly pray with, they won't be offended if you go and sit somewhere else and just sort of get into a three. If anybody ends up in a sort of odd crowd, then I'll come over and join you. I don't know what the worship band fancy doing, because I guess you get the 15 minutes as well, that either you could be that three, or we can sort of see if anyone's left that not in a three. But I'll sort of, after 5 minutes, I'll say, okay, do a swap, put somebody else in the hot seat. And so it's intense. You've got 5 minutes to hear the voice of God and to share it with that person. Except what we're doing is we're looking at people in love, and we're inviting the Spirit to inspire us. Okay. Words to ponder from your time praying with one another. And of course the sprinkling metaphor kind of works because of the season we're in, but actually it's not about one season or one time. This is practice that we can use to enrich our lives week by week. Encourage people in the house groups, or to find soul friends that they dare do this kind of thing with. I think it's a path that leads us ever closer to the fullness of life that God's inviting us all into. Take the risk now and again. Let's pray, and then we've got a final song. Loving God, we thank you for all that's been shared for the encounter of this evening. Lord, give us the wisdom as to how to weigh up and use and how to receive the words that we've been given. Lord, work in our lives, lead us into fullness. Cleanse us and make us whole. Declutter us. Allow us to have you as our most great focus and priority. Give us the confidence we need to walk with you. Amen.